各位早晨，好感謝主，因為今日能夠在中文堂講道，我時時都好想嚟嘅。因為你哋，我已經話咗俾你聽，有幾個你哋真係唔瞓覺嘅，又聽到嘅，咁啊，好感謝主。好耐遲，或者二十年到啦，我咧就喺紐約嗰度咧有個神學院，我教書嗰度教咗14、15年到啦。我記得教書嗰陣時咧，就係普通啲學生啦，佢哋啲白人啊、黑人啊、西班牙人啊，有啲個個啲或者唐人添。教書嗰陣時咧，兩三個鐘頭噶，有時咧成日嘅，因為嗰啲 module 去做，即係唔係成個 semester， 咁啊一個禮拜、兩個禮拜咁啊。一教書嗰陣時咧，如果你教個書，你知道嘅，啲西人咧就係、是。唔係你怎能夠教書嘅，成日都手上嘅。先生啊，呢度 right， 好普通嘅，係咁嘅。但係咧，我哋有一個 program 叫做唐人 program， Chinese major， 仲係唐人嚟嘅啫。Most of them 咧就係廣東話廣東人，有啲咧多越嚟越多咧就係喺大陸嚟教書咧。嗰啲學生係咁讀法嘅，咁寫。都唔敢睇我嘅，猛寫，成個鐘頭兩個鐘，有冇問題啊？冇，真係越亂寫，因為啲唐人好乖噶嘛，我哋啊真係好斯文嘅，啲西人咧就唔係咁嘅。嗱，唐人咧，好多人都係諗咁法，但係咧而家喺香港睇嘅，哇！啲唐人唔轉曬啊！我自己咧就好 proud，I'm really proud， 啲唐人喺嗰度喺啲街度 protest。今日咧，我想講係講個字咧係叫 passion。我而家用英文啦。The word passion in Greek， right， is the word zeal here。Okay。
我哋心入邊一個特別嘅感情。
And it literally means water boiling like this pot. That's what it means, boiling.Someone with no passion is like a pan of cold water. You know, you look at it, nothing moving, nothing going on. But someone with passion literally is described as water boiling up, you know, making a big mess, right? Smoke's coming out and everything. Now, you know, passion changes things.You cannot cook a da bin lo, right? Without the water boiling, right? You gotta have that.
喺個打邊爐知道啦，水唔滾唔食得
嘅。真係唔食得嘅，係越滾越好 ，right? We this is what passion is all about.
呢就係熱情嘅代表啦。
You know, you ever meet people with no passion? You know what? That life is very boring. It's just dull.
一個人冇熱情嘅話咧，個生命就非常枯燥。
Now I'm not saying passion is crazy.I'm not saying people have to be crazy to be passionate. I'm saying there has to be something inside of them to say, I have to do this. I have to say this. I have to be there, right? When you read the scriptures, you will find people of passion. You will find people who are passionate to serve God.I think it's really important for us as Christians to have that possibility. When you take a look at the Old Testament, think about the people of passion. You talk about David, right? David is this young guy who should not be able to do anything. But he had a passion. And that passion overcame a lot of things.
Now,
David's main thing is this gigantic man named Goliath. So he should be very afraid of him. But interesting, when you're passionate, the fear goes away. There's another man named Nehemiah. Nehemiah, in case you don't know, he was what is called a cupbearer.Now, you know what a cupbearer does? He just tastes things Just make sure it's not poison. That's it. A cupbearer is basically a guinea pig or a hamster.
He does
nothing else. But he had a passion. He had a passion to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. And because of his passion, the walls of the city was rebuilt. God wants us to have passion, but for the right things. And sometimes we are passionate over ridiculous things. We get mad at things that don't matter. But God wants us to be passionate for the right things. Now, last time I was here, I preached on the first two verses, and this time in verse 11, I'm beginning. We need to keep our passion, spiritual passion, serving the Lord. So the object here is to serve the Lord. You see, it's really easy, I think, as Christians, a lot of times, that we think God serves me. I was doing some studying in a project I'm doing. And looking at statistics. You know, today, the churches, an average church in America is less than 75 people. And it's beginning to go down and down and down. But there's not that many churches that are really big either. And the middle churches, like our church, is actually shrinking. Now, the reason for that is the small churches, they get to 75, maybe 50, 60 people. Everybody is in the family, they know each other, they don't go away, right? Now, the big churches, just that draw people, they have great music program, a great preacher. They're there and you just go there. In the middle, people are not wanting to go anymore. You know why? Because people see going to church as something that they receive. So if you are part of the little church, well, my friends and family is there. I just want to go say hello to them. The big churches, wow, they have a great program, they have a great preaching, they have great music, I want to go there. In the middle, the churches, well, you have to go there and serve. And you know what, increasingly more and more, especially the younger people today, they don't want to serve. They go to church and they think it's like a movie theater, you know, you show me a good movie. Or go to a concert, give me some good musical. Or, you know, I take my children, you take care of my children, teach them something good. And then they go out and they say, oh, well, I had a good time at church, or I didn't have a good time at church. That's not church. That's not being a Christian. As Christians, we are to serve God. How do we serve God? Now, I know a lot of people have served God and tried to get involved. And after a while, you get tired and you say, oh, I'm burned out. Do you know what happened? That passion that you had just went away. You know, when I was a new believer, I was only 13, 14 years old. I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I was for sure Jesus is returning within 10 years, right? He's coming back. And so even though I was a very shy person, but because I believed that Jesus was returning in 10 years, I would go out to the street and pass out tracts all the time. I mean, I pass out tracts, I share the gospel, the four spiritual laws. Every week I would do that. Because I really believed it. And all my friends all believed it. You know, it's like our lives are bubbling, you know, just boiling over. I don't know if you've ever done that before. I'm sure some of you have. I remember in the main street in Chinatown, it's called Mott Street, New York City, if you go to New York. It is the same. It is so crowded. You can barely walk there. You know, it's just so crowded. And especially Friday night, it's so busy. So a few of our friends, we went to a store. There's a hardware store right in the corner. I can't believe they let us. We asked them, can we put a table outside? And can we put a box on there? So we will put little books and pamphlets, all these Chinese, English, right, tracts. And then we will stand on the box. And if you can believe it, I'm there playing guitar. And people are walking by looking at us like, what are you, crazy? This is New York City. You don't do that kind of stuff. So we're there. We don't have a mic or anything. You know, we're singing songs too, badly, very badly. We do that every single week. And we pass out thousands of tracts. And we have led a few people to Jesus Christ. I mean, we just stand there and some people will curse us, some people will just tell us, yo, what's the matter with you guys? But we did that all the time. We had that passion in us. But we got older. And I got to tell you, after we got a little older, a few of us, I don't want to do that anymore. You know, let's go to a restaurant instead or something, right? And pretty soon, that passion went away. And of course, after 10 years, Jesus didn't come back yet, you know. We really believe that Jesus was going to come. So you see, passion can go away. We love Jesus, but after a little while, it can go away. The Apostle Paul says, don't let that passion go away. Make sure you have that life in you that's always bubbling. But you know, passion can't go away. There's a lot of things that can cause it. Well, we talked about fear, David and Goliath, right? You know something else that really is even more powerful than fear? Busyness. You become very busy. I was 14, 15, 16 years old. I'm passionate for the Lord. Now suddenly I'm going to college. I'm really busy. I can imagine even worse than that. After you graduate from school, you have a career, you have a family, you get very busy. And sometimes you got to say, well, I got to put that aside a little bit. And so we can be very busy. And it can take away all your passion. I want to tell you something else that also takes away passion. Criticism. You know, it's easy to criticize. It is said that it takes 1,000 times of encouragement to mitigate or to take away one criticism. Because you can hear all these things, but you hear that criticism, that never goes away, right? And so sometimes when you are passionate for God, you will be criticized, let's say for instance from your parents. Many people that I knew, my friends and people I ministered to, their parents are not believers. So they're going to criticize them. What are you, stupid? You know, waste your time doing that thing? You got to study harder. And it's okay to be criticized by non-believers. It's okay. It's like the Apostle Paul, you know, he was just constantly beaten and imprisoned and all these things, right, by non-believers. But I want to tell you, when you get criticized by your brothers and sisters and believers, it's different.
但係你有時俾我哋主內嘅弟兄姊妹對你批評嘅話咧，咁啊唔一樣啊。
And so you know they say, why are you going out there all the time? There's so many things to do in the church here. Why are you going out on the streets all the time?
有人批評你話點解你要出去出面傳道啊？因為教會仲有好多嘢要做嘅喎。
And then you know there's a lot of times we serve in the church, and if somebody just criticizes, oh, I don't like this, I don't like that, right?I got to tell you, I've heard a lot, even in this church sometimes, you know, some people say, man, I can't believe I get criticized for that. And you know, that really takes away your passion. Because sometimes when people who don't do anything criticize people that do, those people that do just don't want to do it anymore.
So
there's all kinds of reasons for losing your passion. But what you need to know is that life without a passion for God is just really not a life worth living. Now, it says here, there are ways to keep that passion alive. In verse 12,
it
says, be joyful in hope. You know what that means? The Apostle Paul is telling the people there that, you know what? Sometimes you go through rough times. And there's a lot of criticism in your life. Maybe even persecution. And it's easy to lose your passion. But Paul said, be joyful in hope. Now, what hope is about is something in the future, not happening now, something in the future. That's what you hope for. See, you look at the situation, you say, I believe that God will change that situation in the future. You know, whatever is attacking your passion today, you need to know that God is doing something to change it in the future. Now, sometimes the future can be eternal future, but a lot of times it's not eternal. It could be tomorrow, it could be next week, it could be next year. And what you need to do is understand that God is working at it. And when you know God is working at it, something changes in your heart. Joy comes back to your life. See, one of the problems of life is if you have no hope, it's really hard to have joy. In fact, you know, in my study and just reading some things about different people that go through depression stages like that, and maybe some of you have gone through it, part of the problem is if you don't have hope. If you have no hope in the future, I mean, you don't know what to do now. But Paul says, hope, have hope, and you will have joy. I tell you what, I know sometimes people struggle with a lot of things, and I want to tell you, go to the Word of God. In the Word of God, you will find hope. The promises of God are so awesome and so wonderful. And so if you're losing hope, go to the Word of God, you'll rediscover hope. So to fan the flames of passion, first of all, be joyful in hope. The second thing it says in verse 12 is patient, be patient in affliction. I don't know if you have been afflicted. Maybe even persecuted. Now, you know Paul did. And what he is saying is, at those moments, we have to be patient. It's really hard to be patient when you're suffering, you know? You want it to just end. Who wants to be in pain? Paul doesn't want to be in pain. But Paul understands that being a Christian and being passionate for Jesus Christ, you will suffer pain.
尤其是你有痛苦来到你身上。
And what we need to do is be patient in it.
但我们在痛苦当中呢，要有忍耐的心。
One of the things that we need to understand is, it's not ever forever.
但我们明白，因为痛苦不是一世的。
There is always a chapter.
有一个定住间就过咗了。
God allows us to go through chapters of life.
神俾我哋经过唔同嘅阶段。
Some chapters are really easy.
有些階段很容易的。
Some chapters are really hard.
有些時間是不容易的。
And it's amazing that during the hardest chapter,
最不簡單的時間,
you will look back later and find the most fulfillment in your life.
你受苦最多的時間, 你將來看回的時候, 覺得你得益最多。
I can't say that every chapters of my life, I would say I want it exactly like that.I gotta say, some chapters I say, Lord, I don't want to see that again. But our God is a good God. And if He gives you that chapter in life, God has a reason. Some of these chapters are really hard. Look, we know our sister, there are different people in our church today is going through the chapter of cancer.
我们知道我们教会很多位姊妹现在是有癌症当中。
And it's really hard for that person and really hard for that family.
对他来说很不容易，对家人很不容易的。
You say, God, why do I have to go through this chapter?
你问神啊，为什么我要经过这样的阶段呢？
I want to tell you that God has a plan, God has a reason, and we need to trust God, but it's hard, right?
但我告诉你，神有计划，神有祝福，我们要相信神会带领我们。
Sometimes we just go through some really tough time. Emotionally, we can't handle. Mentally, it's difficult.
有时候心灵上有忧伤，我们的头脑上又觉得困难。
In some chapters, it's because you have been faithful to God.
有些时间或者我们对神不忠心。
And you have been serving God.
你侍奉神的时间。
And because of that, you're suffering.
And
I want to tell you, it's really easy to just say, let me just stop serving God, right? If I stop serving God, I don't have to suffer. And so a lot of people said, that's it, I give up. But the problem with that is when you do that, your passion goes away.
如果你咁样嘅话咧，你嘅热情咧就会离开你。
And the passion that God has given to you, you just stop boiling.And the life that you are living, well, after a little while, it's just not the kind of life you want. You know, in the family news today, I wrote about the running of the bulls, right? And that sentence, I think it's translated, I didn't read it, but in English, this guy that was interviewed, he says, I just don't want to die a dull death.A dull death.
这个人说我不想很枯燥的很简单的这样就 过了一生了。
I think a lot of times too many Christians live their lives in a dull, dull way.
很多人我们都是这样，我们的基督徒生活中一点兴趣都没有。
You know, God has a great plan for you.
但我们的神给我们一个很大的计划。
What you need to do is keep on fanning the flame.The last thing here that talked about fanning the flame is faithful in prayer.
最后告诉你听，我们在神的当中呢，要继续的热情的热烈的祷告。
You know, prayer is the first thing that the enemy, Satan, attacks.
祷告是魔鬼很喜欢攻击我们的。
You know, they did these statistics and polls of how much praying a person does.
統計數字俾我哋聽，一個人禱告幾多時間呢
？Even pastors pray very little.
牧師們祈禱都唔係好多。
Christians pray very little.
基督徒更加祈禱唔係好多。
You know, we pray for our food, of course.
我哋食嘢嗰陣時候多謝神啦。
It's a rhythm, it's a ritual, you know.
呢啲係我哋平時都咁做噶啦。
I don't know if you pray in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, is that the first thing you do?
你起身第一件事係咪就係禱告咧
？You know, it's something that God wants us to be doing.
呢啲事咧係神要我哋做嘅。
When God's people don't pray, something happens. We have a tough time relating to God. It says here, faithful in prayer. Faithful means that you're always doing it, always doing it, always doing it. If you want to keep passion in your life, you need to be faithful in prayer. If something happens to attack your passion, go bring it right to the Lord.
如果有咩事对我哋不利嘅话咧，我哋将呢事带嚟俾神。
Whatever happens in your life, just go right to the Lord.
我哋有特别嘅事发生，我哋嚟神嘅面前祷告。
Now I don't know how you're praying. You know, you could be praying in the morning. You spend some time.
你祷告可以朝头早花啲时间祷告。
I'll tell you, my wife Barbara Simo, she gets up at 4 a.m. every single day.
师母每日朝头早四点起身祷告。
Every day at 4 a.m, I hear her getting up.
每日朝早佢聽到太太起身四點
鐘禱告。And she'll pray to 6 o'clock.
佢禱告兩個鐘頭，四點。
And or until I get up and bother her.
等到牧師起身之後。
Usually when I get up early too, I will go to the gym so that I can leave her, give her that time.
我早起身我就去運動室度運動。
But that's not the only time to pray.
有時咧，我有時間嚟祈禱。
You know, when we come here to church every single day, whenever we come together, we always pray in the car before we get off the exit. We can just pray. Last night, you know, we got an email from somebody who had a situation. So we stopped, we were watching a little news, we stopped the news and we pray for that person. You know, there's times when I get a phone call.
有時我收到電話，
and you know, before I hang up the phone call, I said, can I pray with you right now on the phone?
我在電話上立刻跟對方一起祈禱。
You can pray anywhere.
我們在什麼地方都可以祈禱。
You can pray in any circumstance.
我們在什麼環境當中都可以祈禱。
But what we need to do is be faithful in it.
我們當然就要忠心的祈禱。
That means we believe in prayer.
因為我們相信祈禱有效。
We believe that God can change.
我們相信神會改變。
God can change your child's life.God can change your circumstance. You know, I have a bunch of people that have burdens and that I told them I'll pray every day for them. See, some of them need a job. Some of them need some care. Some of them hurt themselves. And you know, there's so many of them that, you know, what I do is list them and pray and God bless them, on and on. I just do that because I believe in prayer. And I, you know, I send you a birthday card when it's your birthday. And I got to say, a lot of the names on the birthday card, I don't know who they are. A lot of new people, a lot of old people, a lot of people don't even come here anymore, I think.
有啲名我睇上去我唔知個人係邊個嚟㗎。
And some of them, of course, many of them I know. I pray for each one.
個個都有啲人我好識得嘅，但係我哋為每一個人。
Some I know exactly what to pray for the need. Others I don't know.
有啲人我知道佢需要，我喺需要祈禱；有啲我唔知道。
But you know, I pray for them. I want to be faithful in prayer and trusting them to the Almighty God.
我要忠心為佢哋祈禱，因為要求神祝福。
Because prayer.Allows God to do some awesome things in the lives of people.
我深信祷告咧，神会将大事喺你身上边咧发生。
So faithful in prayer.
祷告忠心。
So if you want to keep your light bubbling, boiling,
你想将你嘅生命热情咧，好似水咁滚。
Make sure you have hope.
你要听啦。
Make sure you're patient when you're suffering.
你要忠心忍耐。
And make sure you're a prayer warrior. Pray, pray, and pray.
时嘅祷告。
Now the last thing I want to share with you is already up there, and that is that we impact people. It's amazing how people can touch the lives of others. Every once in a while, you know, we get these emails from the Philippines or from Ukraine or from different parts of this country. And, you know, Barbara, she blogs a lot. She blogs. She writes, she's a writer and she blogs. And so, you know, she'll write a blog and it'll be read by hundreds of people and shared by like 80, 90 people. And they'll write her these notes, you know, to thank you for your blog. It changed my life. It made a difference in my life. It is just something she wrote.Think about what you can do to people.
你想想你可以做什么呢?
Maybe you're a writer too. You blog, you write something.
或者你可以写啲嘢啦。
Maybe you're sharing an incident, an example, an illustration.
或者将你的经历告诉你听啦。
Maybe you made a phone call for somebody.
或者有时打个电话。
Maybe at work, you did something, said something to somebody.
或者讲了句好听的说话帮助人家。
This morning I was talking to a young man.
今天我跟一个后生仔讲嘢。
He said, you know what? Praise God. God sent an intern to my work this week.And he said he came to me to ask some questions.
呢個實習生嚟揾我問嗰個問題。
And we begin to talk.
我哋冇時間講。
He said he's been going to church all his life.
佢話佢成世都去教會㗎啦。
And so we talked. He said, and at the end of our conversation, that young man said, "You know what? I'm not a Christian, am I?"
佢話講咗之後咧，佢呢個青年人覺得，我去教會咁多，但係而家可能我唔係基督徒喎。
So now he's being evangelized by somebody.
所以呢個人同佢講。
So we are praying for this boy, this young man, and we believe that God's going to win him to himself.
所以我為呢個青年人禱告，希望神會將佢勝過嚟。
You see, here it is, a person just doing his job.
呢個實習生就係做佢所做嘅事。
But because he has a passion for God,
係佢有對神有特別嘅熱情。
Somebody came and realized his need for Jesus Christ.
覺得第二個人有對神一個特別嘅需要。
Now, it isn't always about that.Sometimes you're just helping somebody, a family in need, some struggle, some words of comfort. But you will touch lives. You will change lives. And because of your life that is passionate for Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of us, it's easy to just say, oh, I'm just too busy for that.You know, let somebody else do it. Let some pastor do it. Let some Sunday school teacher do it. And a lot of times I get referrals saying, Pastor, can you call this person? Can you talk to this person? And so forth. And I welcome that. But I want to tell you that you can make a difference in the lives of people.You can make a lives in your family. Your friends, your co-workers. I mean, somebody here in the church, you can impact somebody. Because a life that is passionate will always impact somebody. Because you can't be a boiling hot water pot and not touch something, right? You are going to make a difference.And that's the kind of lives that God wants for you. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord God, that we can live an exciting life. However old or young we are, we know we can make a difference in the life of somebody else. Because of you. I pray for our congregation here.I pray for these folks that can touch lives. Change us in such a way that we'll be like a boiling pot. That everybody that speaks with us and comes in contact with us will know that we love Jesus. And that they will want to know Jesus. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus Christ's name, 祷告，阿门。